We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Sonia Patineau, and she's the Communications and Audience Development Officer for Centennial Theatre. So welcome, Sonia.
Hi.
Hi, and you're going to tell us all about what's going on for the shows at Centennial this year, the subscriptions, all kinds of exciting things. So,
Well, we launched our season last May 31st, and we received a great reception. People were so happy to see some favorites come back, like Holly Cole and Michael K. Sammer, and Adam Cohen, who came to do a concert in the middle of the season last year, a bit out of the blue. It's a rare thing that Centennial Theatre will do that, but the response was so great that we've invited him again this year. So he's part of our off-series that includes 12 shows, so subscribers can choose five of these shows for about $125, and that creates their own series. The other series include Dance, which we've had for several years and that we're pretty well known for. And for the third year now, we've done a partnership with Le Centre Culturel de l'Université de Sherbrooke, where we present a dance subscription in conjunction with one another. So they present two shows for a hall that's much bigger than what Centennial is, and we have about seven shows to offer as well. So in combination, you choose five shows out of the nine, and then you create your own series. And actually last year, Mario Trépanier, who is the director of Centre Culturel and Luce Couture, the director of Centennial Theatre, they came home with a prize from Rideau, which is a network of presenters, for this joint subscription to the dance program. So in terms of promoting dance throughout Quebec, which was a very, very nice recognition to get.
That sounds really exciting. And I'm also thinking of this as would be a great gift to give somebody.
Absolutely. Subscription, people, you know, don't know what to give for people sometimes. And by subscribing as well, you would maybe give a subscription as a gift. But in return, throughout the season, you can purchase other tickets at a lower price when you subscribe now. The other advantage of subscribing now to a series at Centennial Theatre is that you get a bonus show. So until Friday, July 6th, this week, this Friday, you have your five show series plus a bonus show from a list that you'll find on our website, which is centennialtheatre.ca. And the other series are also jazz, which is a recurrent series that comes every year at Centennial. Classical music, and this year we have a real treat. We have a young prodigy cellist. His name is Stéphane Tétrault, and he's going to be in the region as of this summer. He's going to be at Orford this summer. He's going to be at Centennial in the fall, October 21st. And he's also going to be performing at Le Centre Culturel de l'Université de Sherbrooke with the Symphony Orchestra in March. Also in this series, the music series, is Marc-André Hamelin, who's a great pianist, whose last visit at Centennial goes back 17 years. He has an international reputation. He's also a composer, not only a performer, but also a composer. And he's written an album called Etudes, which are small pieces that are inspired by composers like Claude Debussy, Liszt, and Ravel, and other such, you know, well-known composers in the classical world. And this year we have a brand new series called the Madcap Mondays series. Now, this is a brand new thing. We've never done this before. Stand-up comedians, especially in the Anglophone community, are usually presented, let's say, in bars or cabarets, or they're part of a big festival. But rarely will they do, like the Francophone stand-ups, go do concert halls. So we're trying this out for the first time this year. We're working with a company called Clap, and they're from Montreal, and they're headed by René Forget, who's also a stand-up comic himself. And so we've invited five comics. We start with Scott Falconbridge on October 1st, then Joey Elias on November 5th, if I'm not mistaken, then David Price, David Asher on January 28th, and we close the season with Greg Morton, who does a great rendition of the Star Wars trilogy in about 2 minutes with his voice and his face talent. It's pretty amazing. So this series is called the Madcap Mondays series, and we're very, very excited to present that in conjunction with CJMQ. It's going to be present with us throughout the season, so we're looking forward to doing that as well.
Sounds like a really exciting lineup, and definitely something for everybody's interest.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. And another thing that's new this year is we're presenting an opened up series, if you like. Right now we are giving the privilege to subscribers to subscribe to a specific series up until July 6th with a bonus show and also getting a special rate throughout the season. As of August 1st, what we're doing is we're opening it up completely. We're calling it At Large, where if you don't feel like just seeing jazz concerts or see dance shows or see world music, well, you can choose throughout the entire program with no exception, create a series of four or more shows, and you have about a 15% rebate on the regular price of tickets. So that makes really enticing. You know, it gives you the choice. It gives you flexibility in terms of style, flexibility in terms of your scheduling. And then you get to enjoy professional shows that, you know, are touring across Quebec, across Canada, around the world, and right here in Lennoxville.
Okay. What about senior citizens? Is there a discount?
Yes, there is, actually. There is a senior price for subscriptions as well, not only for single tickets but also as a subscription. So let's say the jazz series is $120 for the regular price, it's $110 for seniors. Mm-hmm. Same thing, if you subscribe as a senior, you get the same preferred rate throughout the season when you buy other tickets outside of your series.
Okay, and mm-hmm. a senior citizen would be
60 years plus.
60 years, yeah. Plus. Okay, yeah. Good. And what about students too?
Students also get a special price. Prices range, I would say from $15 till $20, $22, mm-hmm. which makes it really, really affordable when you are a student. Mm-hmm. So we obviously, the student population is very important to us. We are on the campus of Bishop's University, and one of the reasons actually we did the stand-up comic series is to cater to their needs and wants. I think that's something that they would appreciate, and also the price is right for them. You know, it's not going to gouge mm-hmm. into your pockets to go see world-class performers. And then it's pretty affordable.
Sounds wonderful. And Centennial Theater is definitely a wonderful place to go to.
Thank you. We definitely enjoy you know, having guests and also having, you know, welcoming the community. And what we're trying to do as well in reaching out to the community is doing all kinds of outreach activities. Mm-hmm. So whether it's participating in Friendship Day or the upcoming street festival in conjunction with the Borough of Lennoxville, where we'll have a stage and present some performances as we did last summer. Throughout the year, what we do is we have either workshops with dancers, master classes with musicians, different things. Last year, Jill Barber came to visit at St. Francis Manor, and she met with some of the residents over there. So we're trying to do all kinds of things to get closer to the community. Another thing we're trying to do is actually this week, on Thursday and Friday, I will be at Carrefour de l'Estrie, because a lot of people still are mystified about Centennial. You know, we're a little mm-hmm. far back. We're in Lennoxville. We're on a campus of a university, of an English university. And so a lot of people are not exactly sure how to come and reach us. So we're going to go and outreach to them to let them know that Centennial is, you know, bigger than just, you know, a lot of people think, oh, we're in an Anglophone community, which is a funny thing. There's a sort of a mm-hmm. mythical barrier that exists there. And we present dance and music, which is a universal language, which are universal languages mm-hmm. and are not, you know, restrained to specific linguistic communities, you know?
Exactly.
So it's nice to be mm-hmm. open that way.
And it's so important to support Centennial to make sure that we continue to have these
Absolutely.
Shows.
Absolutely. No, we'd like to be around for another 45 years. This is our 45th season. So slowly but surely in the works, in the back of my mind, I'm gathering things to make up our 50th anniversary, which is coming up in 5 years. That seems long, but it doesn't seem very long to me. I'm trying to gather stories, anecdotes, if people want to write to us with some of their favorite shows or some of funny anecdotes that happened to them about Centennial, you can write to us at centh@ubishops.ca. You can reach us on our website at centennialtheatre.ca. You can always call us at 819-822-9692. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Basically, we're everywhere to be found. I don't think it'll be too difficult to find us.
Okay, that's great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go,
Sonia? I think that's about it. I just want people to note, I mean, our series, our season is called Live It Live. And we called it that because, yes, you can watch a show on TV. Yes, you can listen to a record at home. But these artists are coming to you very, very close to home. And if you know Centennial Theatre, it's a very intimate space. We always have guests who will stay after to sign CDs and exactly to have this live experience, this one-on-one connection with everybody that comes through Centennial Theatre. And we hope we can share that with you.
Excellent. So again, we'll just remind everybody the last day to sign up.
This week, Friday, July 6th, you can subscribe to get your bonus show from a list that you can find at our website, and you can call our box office to get more information.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Sonia.
Thank you.
Bye.